I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So it's 11:29 p.m. It's May 4th, I think, 2024. It's another car episode. I just went to a concert, and it was a lot of fun. I had a really good time. But, dude, so the last time I went to a concert was... Oh, hold on.
There's a little bit of a little cut there. I had a phone call that I had to tend to. So, anyway... I can't remember where I was going with the whole concert thing, but I don't know. I used to enjoy them a lot. I used to go to raves, actually. I went to maybe four or five different raves. It was a good time, so I don't know how to explain it. I enjoyed myself and I had fun, but every time that I went, I was like, wow, I'd rather not be here. And I don't know if it's just because I feel like I'm surrounding myself with, unlike-minded individuals. You know, a lot of people are there because that's their life. They go because that's what they do every weekend. They drink, they take pills, they get drunk, they get high, and they go listen to music. I'm just there because I like certain artists or bands or whatever. And so maybe that's why I don't enjoy myself there. But anyway, I went tonight and was, again, I don't know how to explain it. It was nice, it was fun, but I just would rather not be there. And... it was cool because I really let myself just enjoy it. I stayed off my phone the entire time. I recorded maybe a couple videos as opposed to holding my phone up in the air the entire show. I used to do that when I was younger. But, I don't know. I lost my train of thought for the 18th time. See, this is where I want to cut and edit, but keeping it real raw and truthful here. Okay, anyway, concerts are great. They're fun, but I don't know. It's just like I'd rather be somewhere else. And, oh, that's what I was saying. So I stayed off my phone. I was doing great about that. And just trying to be in the moment. You know, I'm with my little brother. It was great. We're enjoying some music. And I just, instead of being like, oh, I got to get home. I still have to record a podcast. I still have to finish half a gallon of water. I still have to eat 50 grams of protein. Oh, man, this is going to suck. How am I going to? Instead of doing that, I was just like, I'll figure it out, man. I'm just going to be here. And I did. And so I was there. I was listening to the music. I have actually a lot of memories from the night. And that sounds weird because I was just there. So, of course. But I remember a lot of key moments. And I can see facial expressions and hear sounds and see certain lights and smoke and stuff. And it's cool because I have those memories. When I think back to other concerts I've gone to, the only memories that I have are what I have of video. And you can make the argument that, of course, this happened hours ago. Of course I remember. But it's a little bit different, man. It's cool. But all I'm trying to say here with this one is I was in the moment. I was there. I didn't stress about what I had to do later. I knew I was going to do it. And so I think I said the time at the beginning of this podcast, but it was 11:29, I think. It's now 2 a.m., and I have just been trying to get my water down and eat some food, and now recording the show. And I'm getting it done. Like, I'm fine. Like, there's no worry or stress. Of course, I'm going to bed way late, which sucks, but, you know, it is what it is, so... still have to work tomorrow, not looking forward to it, but I don't know, man. The more I think about certain instances like this in my life, the more it's like, okay, this is why people get ahead, because they're willing to do things like this when other people just aren't. And that's not a flex, it's, holy shit, I looked down my dark staircase and saw a black thing at the end, it's just my backpack. So for some context, this is going to sound weird as shit, but it's my house, bro, I make the rules. I'm just walking around my house. I don't want to sit at my desk with a mic right now. I don't want to. So I'm walking around my house holding my phone in my hand, wearing minimal clothing. But it's my house, dude. What are you going to do, kick me out? Are you going to fire me? Damn, dude, you can hear the wind. Kind of spooky. You guys hear that? Okay, I'm kind of creeping myself out here. Let's turn a light on. Weird, dude. All right, well, now that we have 5 minutes of total bullshit in the show so far, the moral of the story is I was in the moment, and I was there, and I wasn't stressing about what I had to do later. I was just there, and I enjoyed it, and I had a really good time. And maybe I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much if I was just focused on going home and getting some food and eating and drinking water. Because this is the shit that I forced myself to do for discipline purposes and to just keep myself on track with certain things. Ooh, it's echoey in here. Let's not go in here. But yeah, I'm running in circles with this one, so I'm just going to end it here. But all I'm trying to say is just be in the moment. Just try to focus on what you're doing in the moment. It's so hard for me to do that, so I'm talking on my ass kind of, because I'll be doing something with family. And all I can help but think is, okay, I got to do this and this and this, and this is a good idea, and maybe I should work on this, and blah, blah, blah. I can't wait to leave here so I can go, blah, blah, blah. So kind of hypocritical to say that, but, I mean, it was a huge success. Yep, it was a huge success for me today, so. Just paying attention and trying to figure out patterns in my life and then take them and use them and get better. So that's it. So, and in case anybody's wondering, and just for documentation purposes, I saw the Amity Affliction, Currents. I mean, that's why I went. And then there's Dying Wish and Mugshot. Didn't see Mugshot. Dying Wish was great. But we saw Currents and the Amity Affliction, and that was great. So saw the Oceans, Let the Ocean Take Me tour. It was Let the Ocean Take Me album in its entirety. So anyway, that's the super short and sweet show for today. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.